Martin. Big Ernie grabs himself a handful of dust, rubs it on his hand, touches his cap. He climbs into the batter's box, set to go. The count is one ball, two strikes. Two away. Goodman has his lead off third. Allen goes around with his arm, pitches on body swing, grounded towards George. Joe Cronin. Joe comes up with it. The long throw to Luke Gehrig, who pulls it out of the dirt, and Lombardi is out. And that's all for the sixth inning for the National Leaguers. There was no run, no hit. There was one error, a wild throw by Bill Dickey, and there was one left on. Goodman was left at third. At the end of six complete innings in this All-Star game, the score was 2-0 in favor of the National League. The National Leaguers have made two runs, four hits, and no errors. For the American League, they have not scored as yet and made two hits and two errors. And now for the seventh, eighth, and ninth inning, the man you hear up Chicago way over WGN, I'm sure you like, Bob Elton.
Thank you very much, Dick Bray. We're going into the seventh inning now of the sixth annual All-Star game here at Cincinnati. With the surprising National Leaguers still maintaining their advantage of two runs over the American League. And the American League bats that were expected to boom here in Crosley Field in Cincinnati have been surprisingly quiet behind the masterful pitching of Vandermeer and of Bill Lee. The third pitcher for the National League is Mace Brown, a right-hander who's made an amazing record in the role of a relief pitcher this year. He won his 11th game last week for the Pirates. He's a right-hander who stands about 6'1". He's been around the National League for a long time, and he's pitching as the American League hitters come to bat in the first half of the seventh. With McCormick still at first, Herman at second, DeRocher at short, and Hack at third. Medwick in left field, Mellott in center field, and Ivy Goodman in right field. Lombardi is still back at the plate, and Mace Brown, a right-hander's on the mound. The first man to bat is Jimmy Fox. Fox has been up at the plate twice. He struck out the first time, and the second time he hit into a forced play. Now the American League is two runs behind as we start the first half of the seventh. A slow ball to Fox forces him right out of the batter's box, and it's ball one. Baker coaching at first, and Artie Fletcher at third. The ball game is in the first half of the seventh. Mace Brown, a right-hander on the mound. He's getting his sign again. The next pitch is in the dirt. A ball low and outside, and the count is 2-0. A beautiful day in Cincinnati today for the All-Star game. Crosley Field here is jammed to capacity. There's customers standing all around in the aisles and every place available. The next pitch to Fox is a right through the middle pitch, a straight pitch right around his knees for a called strike. To get it in there, and the count now is ball two and strike one on Fox. Big number three in the back of his gray uniform. Pack chalks it up over there at third base for the National Leaguers. The next pitch, he hits the ground ball. It goes off of DeRocher's glove for a hit. A ground ball to the shortstop DeRocher's left. He moved to his left fast, tried to flag the ball, could just get it on the end of his glove, and it's a hit for Fox. That was a sharp single to the left of the shortstop DeRocher, who made a great try for the ball but couldn't get it. That brings up Joe DiMaggio. A slow curveball he swings at and fouls off there to the right, and it's one strike on DiMaggio. There's a man on first here for the American League. That is hit number three for the American Leaguers. They had a hit in the third inning by Cronin, a inning by Dickey, and now a hit to start the seventh inning off of Mace Brown by Fox. DiMaggio is up. There's a curveball, a little bit too low and away from a right-handed hitter. He started to swing, but he stopped, and it's called a ball. Umpire Geisel of the American League is now behind the plate. Bill Clem has shifted down to third base. Hazel of the American League is at second base, and Belafonte of the National League is at first base. DiMaggio is up. There's a high pitch for a ball, and the count is ball one. Ball two and strike one. It's a 2-1 count on Joe DiMaggio, who's been up twice. The first time up, he bounced out to the pitcher, and the second time, he was a strikeout victim. He's batting now with Foxy on first. A slow curve, and he hits the ground ball to deep short. DeRocher gets it over to second base. They force out DeRocher to Herman. Nice play. Ground ball to deep short was picked up by DeRocher. DeRocher fired the ball to second base to Billy Herman and forced Fox going into second base by a step to retire him for the first out. So there's a man on first base, and the next man to come up is the catcher, Bill Dickey. Nice play by Lippy DeRocher, who went far to his right and deep there in the shortstop position to get the force play at second. Here's Bill Dickey up, a left-handed hitter. The first pitch is a fastball, a little bit too close, a ball. The first half of the seventh inning, Mace Brown of Pittsburgh is pitching for the National Leaguers. He is the third pitcher, Vandermeer, Lee, and Mace Brown. Runner on first base. DiMaggio, there's the next pitch, and there's a pop-up in the infield. The third baseman Hack is under it and should get it easily. Waiting for it. He has it for the second out. A pop-up in the infield was caught by Stanley Hack just about 5 feet to the shortstop side of third base and right in the baseline. Well, that's two gone now, and the next man to come up is the shortstop, Joe Cronin. Mace Brown pitching, man on first base. This is the National League 2 and the American League nothing. Ball game is in the first half of the seventh. Kyle Hubbell is warming up. There's a swing and a foul back into the grandstand. One strike. New ball is tossed into the game. The boys peg it around. Hack to DeRocher. DeRocher back to Hack. Hack to Herman. The National League team is intact. The American League team has made two changes. Fox went from first to third and Gehrig to first. Kramer went to left field in place of Krivich. There's a high pitch over the batter's head for a ball. The count is 1-1 on Cronin. Man on first base. The ball game is in the seventh. The National League is out ahead by 2 runs. Ken Brown gets the sign. He's all ready. The next pitch is way inside. A ball makes it ball 2 now for Cronin. 2-1 is the count. The next man to come up will be Lou Gehrig. Brown getting his sign. DiMaggio taking a long lead off. There's a high pitch inside for ball 3. Makes it 3-1 on Cronin. Ball 3 and strike 1 on Joe. Steps out of the batter's box momentarily, dries his hands, gets all ready up in there again. The next pitch is a strike over the inside corner. There's a runner going down, safe at second. A stolen base for DiMaggio. A called strike on the batter and a stolen base for DiMaggio. Lombardi made a nice throw to second base. Herman covered. The runner on first base got a nice jump on Brown that time. And even though Lombardi made a perfect throw to second base, he couldn't head him off. So there's a man on second base now, Joe DiMaggio. The National League leads the American League 2-0. The ball game is in the first half of the seventh inning, and Mace Brown of Pittsburgh is ready again. The next pitch is too low at the ball. It brings up Gary. Ball 4. Here's Lou Gehrig coming up and swinging a couple of bats. There's that familiar number 4 in the back of his gray uniform. Gehrig is batting now in the seventh inning with 2 men on the bases. The first time he batted, Gehrig batted in the fifth inning. He came up as a pinch hitter to bat for Lewis, and he bounced to Herman, and it took a great play by Herman to get him. Now there are 2 men on the bases, and Lou Gehrig is up. The first pitch is a slow ball. It almost hit him in the leg. Ball 1. Man on first, a man on second. Ball game is in the seventh. There's 2 out here, and Mace Brown of Pittsburgh is pitching. There's a strike, a fastball. He threw one right in that time, and nice one. A lot of speed on it, and right in around the batter's knee. Count is ball 1 and strike 1 on Columbia Lou. Famous first baseman of the New York Yankees, baseball's Iron Man. Facing a right-handed pitcher, Mace Brown. The next pitch, he hits the ground ball. Deep short. DeRocher goes over, fumbles it, and the bases are loaded. It may be called a hit. DeRocher has to go far to his right. It's called a hit for Gehrig, filling the bases. And we're going to get a hitter now in the pitcher's place. Let's see who it is. It's a base hit for Gehrig. He was trying to hit the left field, and the DeRocher had to go far to his right to get it. Rudy York of the Tigers is coming up as a pinch hitter. Rudy York. For the American League, Rudy York of Detroit is coming to bat now. Right-handed batter. A single would tie up this ball game. Bases are loaded for the American League. The game is in the first half of the seventh. And the game, the score of the game is 2-0 in favor of the National League. Lou Gehrig beat out a hit off of DeRocher's glove. 2 out and 3 men on. And here's big, powerful-looking Rudy York. First pitch is a ball into the dirt. And Lombardi had to go to his knees to keep the ball from getting away from him and letting a run score. Lombardi went to his knees to stop a pitch that looked like it was going to be a wild pitch. He went to his knees and stopped it. The bases are loaded, and the ball game is in the seventh inning. Mace Brown of Pittsburgh, a right-hander, is on the mound. The next pitch he took a murderous swing at and foul tipped it off of Vizio Lombardi's chest protector, and the count now is ball 1 and strike 1 on Rudy York. York of Detroit, an outfielder and a catcher. plays in both positions, Ford is Tigers, plays in left field and also catches, and he's up at the plate now as a pinch hitter facing Mace Brown. The next pitch is a ball, it's in the dirt again, and Lombardi is down to stop it from getting away from him, and the count is ball two and strike one on York. He pulls that black cap firmly on his head, steps out of the batter's box, steps up in there again, pounds that light yellow bat on the plate. Now he's watching Mace Brown as Mace Brown gets his sign again. The next pitch he swung at and missed. A fastball over the inside corner. Waist high, and the count now is 2-2 on Rudy York. Bases loaded. Rudy York batting. Seventh inning. The All-Star game at Cincinnati. And the score is 2-0 in favor of the National League. The American leaders have the bases loaded here. The next pitch is a ball. It's too low, and the count is 3-2. And just think what hinges on this next pitch. A wide one was forced in a run and bring up Roger Kramer. There's two out. The bases are loaded. 3-2 on the batter. And with this next pitch, all the runners will be underway because something has to happen with the pitch. It's 3-2, remember. On the batter. The bases loaded. The American League 2 runs behind. Now just get the picture here in Cincinnati as Mace Brown gets all ready to pitch. Here he is. It's a swing and a miss. And Mace Brown, the famous relief pitcher of the Pittsburgh Pirates, stepped into his spot there and really came out with flying colors. Struck out one of the American League's great hitters. Here's the announcement on the new pitcher. Lefty Grove is now pitching. Lefty Grove is now pitching. Famous southpaw, the Boston Red Sox. His record this year, he has 11 victories and 3 defeats. He's out there now, southpawing a few in to Bill Dickey as the ball game goes into the last half of the seventh inning. And the score is the National League 2, the American League nothing. The National League scored a run in the first and a run in the fourth. Well, the fans here are still recovering from that tense moment here in the first half of the seventh inning when Mace Brown struck out Rudy York with the bases loaded. Now the first man to bat for the National League is the first baseman, Frank McCormick. He's facing Robert Moses Rove, and a slow ball is the first pitch. He fouls it off the handle of his bat. It rolls on the ground off to the right, and it's one strike. Nobody on and nobody out. The game is in the last half of the seventh inning. The National League leads 2-0. Rove takes his time out there, getting all set. There's the start of the windup. Here's the next pitch to McCormick. It's a fly ball down the left field line. It's going foul. Way down into the seats. Far down in the right field corner. And it's 2 strikes now on the National League first baseman, McCormick. Grove takes his time out there, getting ready again. Now he's starting his windup. Here's the next pitch to McCormick, a right-handed hitter. It's a curveball, and he fouls it on the ground down the first baseline. Gehrig goes outside the line, picks it up, fires it to Dickey. And Dickey is walking out toward the mound to talk to Grove. Remember, for the American League, we have Fox at third, Cronin at short, Gehringer at second, Gehrig at first. In right field, DiMaggio. In center field, Averill. In left field, Kramer. The catcher is Bill Dickey, and the pitcher is Robert Moses Rove. Johnny Murphy of the Yankees is warming up for the American League. Now to wind up in the next pitch. It's a fastball inside around his shoulders, the ball. McCormick had to get out of the way that time to keep from being hit. Murphy, who's famous in a relief role, as Brown is with the Pittsburgh team, is warming up for the American League down here to our right. Grove is getting his sign again from Bill Dickey. He's all ready. Here's the next pitch. It's a fastball inside. A hit. A hit to center field. A sharp single right through the box. McCormick laces one right through the box on the ground. A single to center field. That is hit number 5 for the National League. McCormick's first hit. He popped out, bounced out, and singled to center field. Now the next man to come up is the shortstop, DeRocher. Lippy bounced out the first time and struck out the second time. He's facing Grove now with a man on first. Bunt down the third baseline. Fox is coming in fast. He's up with it. There's the throw. Whoop! He threw the ball away. Into right field. Before the ball was recovered, DeRocher was around the third. There was a wild throw to the plate that went up against the railing, and DeRocher scored. Now we'll have all the errors for you. In just a second, we have to wait to get it from the official score. We don't do any guessing on these broadcasts. Here's a right-hand hitter up, Mace Brown, and it's a curveball around his knees for a strike. The score is 4-0 now in favor of the National League. There'll be two errors on the play, that much is sure. Wind up in the next pitch. It's a slow curve, a little bit too close, the ball. National League leads in the last half of the seventh inning, 4-0. That was a wild play there. American Leaguers talk it up out there in the infield. Mace Brown, the pitcher, is up. There's a swing and miss right around his knees. He swung hard and missed it. Everybody in the press box is waiting for word here from the official scorer. Sacrifice hit for the batter, DeRocher. An error for Fox and an error for DiMaggio. As we told you, there were two errors on the play. Strike three, struck him out. A curveball right around his knee. Struck out. Mace Brown struck out. Fox gets an error for the throw to first. The ball hit against the railing and bounced into right field. DiMaggio made a bad throw to the plate, and he gets an error. So there's the play for you. A sacrifice for DeRocher. Two errors, and two runs are in. The score is 4-0 in favor of the National League. Here's Hackup, the leadoff man. He has one hit. The first pitch is a strike. It caught the outside corner, waist high, a sharp breaking curve. Game is in the last half of the seventh inning. The National League has increased its lead in this ballgame now to 4-0. Now the windup in the next pitch. It's a slow curve. He caught the corner again. A strike two on Stanley Hack. Hack steps out of the batter's box now. Leans over, gets a lot of dirt on his hands, and now he's getting up in there again. He singled the first time up, bounced out the second time, flied out the third time. Here's the next strike three. Struck him out, a curveball right around his knees. Hack took a curveball around his knees and struck out. The official score has given us a change here in the press box all the way along the line where newspaper writers and announcers are here from all over the country. He calls it a hit now for DeRocher. A hit for DeRocher and two errors. So there are two hits this inning. An error on the bad throw, which let the runner go all the way around, and an error for DiMaggio and a bad throw to the plate. Here's Billy Herman. Ball. It's a little bit too high. We'll go over the play again at the end of this inning. Grove is pitching with two out, two runs in. The National League has increased their lead now, 4-0. Here's the next pitch to Billy Herman. It's a ball, a little bit low and inside to a right-handed hitter, and it's ball two for Billy. Herman has been up three times, was safe on an error the first time, single the second time, the third time was a strikeout victim. This is the last half of the seventh inning with the National League at bat. He's winding up. Here's the next pitch. There's a fly ball down the right field line. It may go foul. The right fielder's coming over. It's foul into the stand. A long foul fly down the right field line. There's a wild scramble down there for the baseball. The crowd gets quite a kick out of it. Opposition here is way up on top of the roof behind the home plate. We're looking directly down on the hitter, who's Billy Herman of the Cubs. White uniform on, a blue number 4 on the back of his uniform, blue cap. And there's Grove going through the motions of his windup. And here comes the next pitch. It's a slow curve right over the inside corner. A called strike on the batter. And the count is 2-2. Herman steps out of the batter's box now and gets a lot of dirt in his hand. The outfield plays Herman fairly deep. Playing him in dead center field, Averill. Left fielder and right fielder playing him in their natural positions. They don't shift for him. There's a curveball. Strike three. Struck him out. A beautiful pitch by Grove. A curve over the inside corner. And he struck. walk him out. Three strikeouts for Grove in the last half of the seventh, and he gets a hand from the crowd. Now in the inning, McCormick, you remember, singled to center field. And Rocher laid down a bunt. It was a slow-rolling ball. The second baseman, Gehringer, was slow in shifting over to cover first base. Fox threw the ball over first base down the right field line. The batter got a hit, but Fox got an error for a bad throw. Claimed that Gehringer was close enough to the bag, so he should have thrown it to him. Anyway, McCormick went all the way around and scored. DeRocher got as far as third, and when DiMaggio made a wild throw over the catcher's head up against the railing, he also came in, and the score is 4-0. Now a brief pause for station identification. We're at the end of seven innings of play in the sixth annual All-Star Game at Crosley Field here in Cincinnati. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is WGN, the voice of the people, Chicago.
Now the first man to bat for the American League is Kramer. Left-handed hitter, ball the first one. Here are the totals for four innings. The National League, 4 runs, 6 hits, and no errors. The American League, no runs, 4 hits, and 4 errors. Strike to Kramer right around his waist. Roger Kramer. Outfielder of the Boston Red Sox is playing in left field for the American League All-Stars. He's up at the plate with nobody on and nobody out, and Mace Brown, a right-hander, on the mound. Next pitch is a fastball, forces the left-hand hitter right out of the batter's box, and the count is ball 2 and strike 1. Nobody on and nobody out, and the National League has increased their lead now to 4 runs. Brown is getting his sign again from Big Beezer Lombardi. He's all set. Here's the pitch. It's a ground ball to Hack. He's up with a nice play. There's the throw across the infield. He's out, and the fast play back to McCormick. Came up that time with a bad bounding ball. It went hit at him very sharply. He came up at the ball cleanly, fired the ball across the infield to get a fast man, Roger Kramer, by a step. That's one gone, and the next man to come up is Gehringer. Gehringer bounced out the first time, walked the second time, and bounced out the third time. Here's the pitch. It's a strike over the outside corner, just below the shoulder to a left-hand hitter. Nobody on and one gone in the first half of the eighth inning for the American League. The next pitch is a slow curve, a beauty in there that time. It's called on him. A beautiful curve ball. It's 2 strikes. Brown gets ready out there again. Here's the next. It's a curve, and he hits a bouncing foul down the first baseline. McCormick comes outside the line, picks up the ball, and now he's throwing it back to Brown, who grabs it with one hand, turns around, pulls his cap down firmly on his head, and walks back into the center of the diamond. Hack at third, DeRocher at short, Billy Herman at second, McCormick at first. In the outfield, Ott in center field, Goodman in right field, Medwick in left field. The pitch hits the ball. Straight fastball outside, and the count is ball 1 and strike 2. Nobody on the bases, 1 out. The American League gets out in the first half of the eighth. Pitcher gets the sign again. He's all ready. Here comes the next pitch to Charlie Gehringer. Slow curve. He hits it. A single, I believe, into right field. Right fielder gets it on the bounce and back in. There's the first hit for Charlie Gehringer of Detroit. A sharp line drive went over the infield head high. A single to right field. Next man to come up is Earl Averill. He bounced out the first time. He flied out the second time, and he struck out the third time. That is the fifth American League hit. First pitch he swung at and tipped it foul. It drops at the plate, just to the left of the plate and behind it, and a new ball is tossed into the game, and the National Leaguers peg it around. The National League is warming up 2 pitchers, Turner of Boston, a right-hander, Hubbell of New York, a left-hander. A slow curve, he hits a high foul. It's going into the stands here to our left. 2 strikes on Earl Averill. Charlie Gehringer's on first base. There's one gone. The game is in the first half of the eighth with the American League batting, and the score is 4-0 in favor of the National League. Bob Feller is warming up for the American League, and Johnny Murphy is warming up. A ball way outside, head high. Center fielder of Cleveland, Earl Averill, is up at the plate. Number 3 in the back of his gray uniform. Brown tosses the ball over to Hack, and Hack takes his glove off and proceeds to rough it up and get some of the shine off it. Hirschberger and Danning are warming up the 2 National League. Pitchers down the line here to our left. Rick Farrell and Schulte are warming up the American League pitchers. Mace Brown, a right-hander, is on the mound for the National League with a man on first base. A curve ball, and he swung hard that time and fouled it. It goes back into the screen, and the count is still ball 1 and strike 2. Lombardi, who has caught all the way for the National League, steps out in front of the plate and fires the ball to Hack. And again, Stanley takes his glove off and roughs the ball up in his hand. We're in the eighth inning of the All-Star Game at Cincinnati, with the National League out ahead 4-0. He scored one in the first, one in the fourth, and two runs in the seventh. Gets the sign out there again. Here's the next pitch. Averill took a high pitch way outside. A ball makes it 2-2. Jim Turner and Carl Hubbell are warming up for the National League. The American League four runs behind here. One out of the man on first. Brown gets ready. Here's the next pitch. A swing and a high fly into right field. As the right fielder is coming in for a fast, Ivy Goodman, he has it for the second out. A high fly into right field was caught by Goodman for the second out. He ran in about 20 feet. Now the next man to come up is Fox. Third baseman. He started out at first base and then shifted across the infield to third base when Gary came into the game. Man on first base and Fox batting. Umpire Geisel stops the game. Steps around in front of Lombardi with a whisper room and cleans off the plate. Now he steps around behind Lombardi, pulls his mask down firmly on his head, and we get all set to go again. It's the first half of the eighth inning. The American League has a man on first with two gone. Now the pitch to Fox. A curveball. It's in the dirt. Ball one. National Leaguers talk it up out there. Out to the old pepper on both sides. Brown is ready. Here's the pitch to Fox. It's a strike right through the heart of the plate. Knee high. Called. The count is 1-1. Brown watches Gehringer on first base, who's off to a short lead. Here's the next pitch to Fox. A slow ball. He hits a rolling ball right back at the pitcher. He should be an easy out. There's the throw. He is out. Pitcher to first, and it retires the side. Fox did a little roller right back at the pitcher, Mace Brown, who threw him out. Pitcher to first, it retired the side, and Gehringer was left on the bases. No runs and one hit. Well, the ball game is going into the last half of the eighth inning out here now. Gee, it's a grand day for the ball game. The customers, the men, they're all seated around in their shirt sleeves down here below us. It's just that kind of a day. It's made to order for the All-Star Game. Now the American League players in their gray traveling uniforms are on the field. Grove is out there on the mound, ready to send in a few practice throws. Johnny Allen has his sweater on. He's leaving the field. The National League is ahead 4-0. The ball game is in the last half of the eighth. Lefty Grove is on the mound. First man to come up for the National League is the right fielder, Goodman. The first time up, he struck out, flied out, and was hit with a pitch ball. Grove had three strikeouts in the last half of the seventh inning after a clean hit to center field and an infield hit and the ball being thrown all over the premises. There were three strikeouts. He struck out the pitcher, he struck out Hack, and he struck out Herman. Here's Goodman up. The first pitch is right across his knees. A nice pitch. A curveball away from a left-handed hitter. Caught the outside corner at the knee for a called strike. Field has shifted around just a little bit to the right for Goodman. Number 41 in red on the back of his white uniform. Grove throws the rubber out there, gets all set. There's the start of his long, sweeping windup. Here's the next pitch. Goodman looks at one. It's a little bit outside. A sidearm pitch, waist high, a little bit outside for a ball. The count is 1-1. Nobody on the bases, nobody out. Game is in the last half of the eighth. Grove is getting his sign again. He's all ready. Here's the next pitch. It's a curve right through the middle. Gee, that was a nice pitch that time. He stuck that one right in there, and Goodman just looked at it, and the count is ball one and strike two. Lefty Grove's got lots of stuff out there today. He got that curveball of his fairly dancing in there. There's the windup, and here comes the next pitch to Goodman. It's a swing and a foul back into the net. Goodman swung at a high fastball that time and hit it back into the screen, and the count is 1-2. Harry Geisel of the American League is now the umpire back of the plate. They're using the American League ball. They've used it since the end of the first half of the fifth. Grove, the left-hander on the mound, is getting a sign again from Bill Dickey. There's the start of the windup. Here's the next pitch. A long fly ball back into right field. The right fielder DiMaggio is there, and he has it for the out. A long fly ball. DiMaggio had to go up the incline about 10 feet for Goodman's fly ball, but it was hit right at him, and he had no trouble with it for the first out. Now the next man to come up is Joe Medwick of the Cardinals. Joe Medwick fired out the first time, popped out the second time, and sent a fly ball into right field the third time. hasn't made a hit today. Here's the first pitch to him. It's a curveball, a little bit low and outside, away from a right-handed hitter. Ball. Medwick of the Cardinals. There's that familiar number 7 in the back of his white uniform. One out and nobody on here for the National League. The ball game is in the last top of the 8th. Grove is ready. Here's the next pitch. A curve, and he hits it over the short, a hit over the shortstop's head. Into left field. The left fielder takes the ball on the bounce and fires it back in. It was a nice, clean hit. A line drive right over the shortstop, Cronin's head. That is hit number 7. The attendance today is 27,067. Here's Mel Otto. First pitch is a ball. Man on first base, Mel Otto batting. Otto has one hit, a three-bagger. Man on first base here, Joe Medwick. Here's the pitch, and he hit the fly ball to left center field. The center field is going to make a long run for it. Averill is coming over, and then he caught the ball on the run to retire him for the out. A long run from deep right center field to short left center field by Earl Averill. A long run to catch Mellott's short fly. Now the next man to come up is Lombardi, who's caught a swell game for the National Leaguers. He has one hit. He drove a hard hit to score Mellott. Top of the plate now with a teammate on first base. Two gone here in the last half of the 8th. The National League has a 4-run lead. Right over the plate, he hits a short fly ball to right center. I think it's going to drop for a hit. It is a hit. And there goes Medwick around the third base. It was a hit in the right center field by Lombardi, his second hit. A Texas leaguer in the right center field by Beezer Lombardi dropped for a hit. Nobody could get within 10 feet of the ball. They put the man on first and the man on third and brings up the first baseman of the National League, Frank McCormick. McCormick has been up 3 times. He popped out, he bounced out, and he singled. Batting now with a man on first and a man on third. 2 out here in the last half of the 8th inning. Grove is ready. Here's the pitch. It's a ground ball down the third baseline to Fox. He's up with it. There's a throw to second. Out at second base. Lombardi is out. Fox to Gehringer, and it retires the side. Well, that's the end of the 8th inning. No runs and 2 hits for the National League. They lead 4-0 as the American League comes to bat for their last chance in the first half of the 9th. So far, it's been all National League today. The boys jumped off to a lead in the first inning on a single, an error, and a long fly ball. They scored another run in the fourth inning on a triple and a single. They scored 2 more runs in the seventh inning on a hit, an infield hit, and 2 errors. And they lead 4-0 as the game goes into the first half of the 9th. So far, it's been all National League today. The boys jumped off to a lead in the first inning on a single, an error, and a long fly ball. They scored another run in the fourth inning on a triple and a single. They scored 2 more runs in the seventh inning on a hit, an infield hit, and 2 errors. And they lead 4-0 as the game goes into the first half of the 9th. The National League wins this ball game today. In Cincinnati, it'll be the second game that they've won in the All-Star Series. This is a 6th annual All-Star game. By the way, the selection for 1939 was made here yesterday in Cincinnati, and the All-Star game will be played next year in Yankee Stadium. Well, the first half of the 9th inning, of course, the old saying comes to mind, the ball game is never over until the last man is out. Still the way these National League leaguers have been playing here today, and the way Mace Brown has been pitching, he got out of an awfully tough spot in one inning here. It looks like the American League chances in this ball game are remote, to say the least. But you never can tell. Well, here's Joe DiMaggio up, a right-handed batter. DiMaggio's been up 3 times without a hit. He bounced out, struck out, and hit into a force-out. The first pitch to DiMaggio is a strike. Number 5 in the back of his gray uniform. Facing Mace Brown again. Here's the next pitch. It's a foul going into the grandstand to the right behind first base. And it's 2 strikes on Joe DiMaggio. National League is still warming up 2 pitchers, Jim Turner and Kyle Hubbell, just in case. Third baseman Hack comes over to talk to the pitcher. Now he goes back to his job at third. Stanley's played a swell game. Has cracked out 1 hit and played a nice game. There's a hit right over the third baseman's head. DiMaggio pulled one to left field. Hedwig gets it on the bounce and back in fast. It's a single for Joe DiMaggio. DiMaggio caught a hold of that ball and pulled it past Hack's head into left field. That's hit number six for the American League. Next man to come up is Bill Dickey. He's been hitless. A sharp single over third base by Joe DiMaggio. First pitch to Bill Dickey was right through the middle for a call strike. Man on first base and nobody out. Brown is getting a sign. Here's the next pitch. It's a swing and a high pop foul in the stands behind third. Drops down into the grandstand section behind third base. Lombardi gets a new ball and throws it down to Stanley Hack. Takes off his glove and roughs it up in his hands. Throws it to DeRocher. DeRocher proceeds to rough it up a bit. Remember, the outfield is Medwick in left field, out in center field, and Goodman in right. The infield is Hack, DeRocher, Herman, and McCormick. Ace Brown, right-hander's on the mound, and Dickey is batting. There's a fly ball way back into left center field. The left fielder Medwick is going back very fast. He reached up and didn't care. Let's see if he held it or not. He killed it in left center field. Medwick ran up the embankment, rolled over, and you couldn't tell whether he held it. He held it for a beautiful play, a wonderful catch in left center field. Medwick ran up the embankment in left center field, shoved his glove up into the air, had the ball in his hands, rolled over, and you couldn't see until he straightened up and jumped up, but he had the ball still clutched in his glove. It was the finest fielding play of the day. A long fly ball way out into left center field. It was off the bat of Bill Dickey, and it was a beautiful running catch by Medwick. One gone. Now the next man to come up is Cronin. Medwick gets a big hand from the fans in the left field stand. The right-handed batter calling up, and he swings hard and misses. And on first base for the American League. Gee, that was a wonderful catch out there. You should have seen it. He leaped into the air and then rolled over and turned a somersault about three times. The umpires didn't call the play until he straightened out with the ball clutched in his glove. Here's the pitch to Cronin. A swing and a miss. Fastball right in around his knees. First base is Joe DiMaggio. Ace Brown is pitching to Cronin. Cronin's had one hit in the ballgame. Gets out of the batter's box. Now he's up in there again. Brown gets his sign. He's all ready. Here's the pitch. It's a swing and a foul that rolls on the ground off there to the left. Another new ball is again tossed down to Stanley Hack. Gee, that was some catch out there. That ball had gotten away from him. It would have gone to the corner in left center field and probably gone for a triple. Is getting his sign again. Here's the next pitch. It's a fly ball way back into left field. Medwick is going way back. The ball is over his head. It just hit the fence out there. The man, DiMaggio's coming around to third base, and he's trying for the plate. Here's the ball. They may get him. It's close. He scores. DiMaggio scores. The relay came in from Medwick to DeRocher to Lombardi, and he scores. A drive hit over the left fielder Medwick's head all the way to the left center field corner for a double for Cronin. The shortstop ran into short left field and took the throw. It was a perfect relay. Medwick to DeRocher to Lombardi. It was close at the plate. He hit the dirt, and he scored. And the score is 4-1. Brings a man on second and brings up Lou Gehrig. Now there's a man on second base, and here's Gehrig up, a left-handed batter. The first pitch is a fastball, low and outside, a ball. Joe Cronin on second base. The National League leads with one out in the ninth inning, 4-1. Ace Brown is pitching to Gehrig. There's an inside pitch over the inside corner at the knee. Gehrig jumped, but the umpire called it a strike anyway. It was evidently right over the corner, and the count is 1-1. Gehrig doesn't say a word to the umpire. He steps out of the batter's box and dries his hands. He gets right back up in there again. The man on second base and one gone. The pitch. Gehrig took a low pitch for a ball. Makes it ball two in strike one. Lou Gehrig is batting. Gehrig has had one hit. He beat out an infield hit the last time up off of DeRocher's glove. That's the second hit for Cronin. He and Lombardi have each made two hits. Ace Brown gets his sign again. The next pitch, he hits a long fly ball. Left fielder, right fielder goes back. He caught it. A very strong drive. Back to the fence. Here's a throw to third. And he's safe at third. Gehrig slammed the long fly ball way back into right field, and Goodman ran up the embankment, leaped up and caught it for the second out. The ball was hit very hard. Now the count as a man on third base with two out. One more and this ball game will be over. Here's a pinch hitter coming up. Johnson of Philadelphia. Johnson of Philadelphia is going to bat for the pitcher. Lou Gehrig hit that ball very hard in right field, but he hit it straight at the outfielder. It was high, and he had to back up and made a leaping catch of the ball. A nice play by Ivy Goodman. Here's the announcement. Johnson. Johnson batting for Grove. There's two out here with a man on third, and the score is 4-1. Bob Johnson up. Big, powerful-looking fellow, right-handed batter. He's facing Mace Brown. Game in the ninth inning and two outs. The National League is within one out of victory here in the sixth annual All-Star Game. Now the pitch. Johnson takes a low curve ball. Ball one. Next man to come up will be the leadoff man, Roger Kramer. Throwing on third base and a run in. Here's the next pitch, a fastball. Caught the corner that time. A nice pitch. Count is 1-1. See, this fellow Brown has a lot of stuff out there today. Picks up the rosin bag again, dries his hands, gets all ready. Now the start of the windup, and here's the next pitch. It's a curve ball over the inside corner, a nice strike. Makes it ball one and strike two on Johnson. 1-2 on Johnson as Mace Brown gets his sign again. The next pitch is a ball into the dirt, and the count is 2-2. A nice stop by Lombardi of what looks like it was going to be a wild pitch. Joe Cronin on third base. Mace Brown picks up the rosin bag and dries his hands carefully. The National League still has two pitchers warming up. Here's the next pitch, and it's a ball. Blowing outside. The count is 3-2 on the batter. The batter thought it was ball four and started for first base, and the umpire called him back. Johnson thought that was ball four. He started for first base, and he's talking to the umpire now. He thought it was the fourth ball, but umpire Harry Geisel of the American League calls him back, and he's back in the batter's box again. And on third base, 3-2 on the batter, and two out here in the ninth inning of the All-Star game. Here's the pitch. It's strike three. The game is over. Right down the middle. Johnson is out on strike. He didn't swing at it. The ball game is over, and the National League defeated the American League today by a score of 4-1. Well, that was quite a ball game today. A lot of thrills in this ball game as the National League finally came into its own here today in the National League town of Cincinnati to defeat the American League by a score of 4-1. Well, it was quite a ball game. Now the crowd is surging out onto the field. The autograph hunters today, of course, have had a field day being all over the place before the game today and getting the autographs of all these famous stars from all the other cities. Of course, down here in Cincinnati, they don't have many chances to see the American League team, as there's no American League team in the city. Cincinnati represents the National League. And so the fans have been highing after all the American League players here today because this is probably the last chance they'll get a chance to see them down here for a long, long time. Well, it was a wonderful game in a wonderful setting. And as we said before the ball game, may the best team win. And today was the National League. They defeated the American League in the sixth annual All-Star game by a score of 4-1. Well, Dick Gray has a lot of dope for you on the game. And so, ladies and gentlemen, hoping you've enjoyed the game today, I'm going to turn the microphone over to my associate, Dick Gray, of station WSAI here in Cincinnati.
Well, thank you, Bob Elson. And the totals for this afternoon's ball game for the National League winning by a score of 4-1, with the National League, 4 runs on 8 hits and not an error. For the losing American League, 1 run on 7 hits and 4 errors. As Bob told you, there were 2 batters in this ball game who made 2 base hits. It was Joe Cronin, the manager of the Boston Red Sox, who had 2 for 3. And Ernie Lombardi, the catcher for the Cincinnati Reds and the catcher for the entire game for the National League, had 2 for 4. As Bob told you during his conversation with Bill Terry last night, he told Bob that he was going to let Lombardi catch the entire game because he was going to try to see if it was possible for the American League to get Lombardi out, and if so, he was going to pitch it the same way. The winning pitcher this afternoon was Johnny Vandermeer of Cincinnati. The losing pitcher was Gomez of the New York Yankees. The attendance was 27,067. The record for Crosley Field is 38,469. That's all from Cincinnati at the present time. It was a pleasure for me, too, this afternoon to work with Bob Elson of WGN. We had a grand time out here. Cincinnati, as you said, Bob won't get to see this for some time. since 1919. This was the first time that Cincinnati took on a World Series attitude. They liked it. They'll want more of it. It means a great deal to Cincinnati to have this All-Star game. And to you good people out New York way, we wish you the same kind of good weather for the next year's All-Star game in 1939. We hope that you have an enthusiastic crowd as we had here today. We hope the ball game will please you as it's pleased us. This is Dick Bray speaking. This broadcast has originated through the facilities of WSAI. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is WGN, the voice of the people, Chicago.